This is God Energy with Carol Gass.
Welcome to God Energy. I'm Carol Gass, and along with Joel Berg from God Energy, are exploring solar. And I got to tell you, this solar journey is fascinating. So many questions. Like, for instance, does my system have to include batteries?
Yeah, this is one of the major things that people don't know about solar, is that batteries are not necessary. If you're connected to BC Hydro, then essentially you can use BC Hydro as a battery, and you don't have to have batteries of your own, which is huge savings. So if you're looking for payback, great ROI, that kind of thing, no batteries, no need. Batteries are necessary, though, if you're off-grid, because BC Hydro can't be a battery for you. And so then you're relying on that component in your own home. There's a range of all kinds of things to do with batteries. There's lots of questions. But that's the starting place, is do I need them? Do I not? You can have batteries also if you are grid connected. It's just not necessary. In a grid connected situation like yours, adding batteries, what that does is it protects you in the case of a grid outage. Because if you do a grid tied system with no batteries, then if the grid goes down, your solar also goes down. They're literally tied together. If you want your system to continue operating, even if the grid's down, then adding batteries becomes necessary. Most people opt not to. They look at the cost benefit and they go, nah, not worth it. We don't get enough power outages. But some people go that way.
So for me, if I want to add batteries to the system that I'm getting at a later date, can I do that?
Absolutely. There's almost no system design that would eliminate the possibility of adding batteries in the future. And so you can start without batteries, add batteries later. You can do some now, add more later. Though in a lot of contexts, it's best not to mix old and new batteries, which a lot of people don't know. So we ask all those questions on the front end when we're doing a design for somebody. Is like, okay, this is what we're looking at today. What are your long-term hopes and dreams for this? If people are saying, yeah, we're going to start without batteries, we'd like to add batteries down the road, then we make some design adjustments accordingly. But no matter what, we can work with it.
Keep listening for more solid solar advice from God Energy on Country 97 FM.